Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are rounding out our series on the topic of content repurposing with our final episode, Three Ways to Avoid Plagiarism When Repurposing Content. Now, you might be wondering, well, if it's my content, how am I plagiarizing? Well, let's talk about plagiarism to begin with. According to the dictionary, the definition of plagiarism is an act of or instance of using or closely imitating the language and thoughts of another author without authorization and the representation of that author's work as one's own, as by not crediting the original author. One of the things that I see a lot on social media is people will share quotes a lot or memes. So this is what I'm talking about. A lot of times people think, okay, if it's out there on the internet, I can use it. But that is not the case. You have to give credit where credit is due. You have to credit the author. So if you take someone's report, their blog post, their infographic, and pass it off as your own without making any changes, that is plagiarizing. Likewise, copying a few sentences or paragraphs from an article on the internet and posting it as your own is also plagiarizing. Plagiarizing is a big no, even at middle school and high school levels. I taught middle school for 3 years, and I caught so many kids in plagiarizing, and they didn't even realize what they were doing. It's really something that we should educate more on. So, some business people have the misunderstanding that repurposing content means taking someone else's content and rewriting or reconfiguring it so it matches your brand, but this is a gray area that needs careful consideration. The absolute best way to think of repurposing content is to think that about only the content that you created and how you can use that content in a specific way. So never think about repurposing content or content repurposing. Don't ever think I'm going to go use someone else's content and repurpose it. No. Start with something that's yours to begin with. So say a podcast episode or a blog post that you yourself wrote, and then repurpose that a different way. Not only is plagiarism wrong, but Google may hide your plagiarized content in search results. So you want to follow these three tips to avoid plagiarism claims. The first one is cite sources properly. Using a quote from a former president, a favorite author, or a movie is perfectly fine if you give the proper citation. Generally, that means putting quotation marks around the exact words and adding the person's name or the movie title. If you're rewriting an academic piece, then a formal bibliography is necessary with more information, but a simple citation is fine if you're on the internet writing like a blog post. Number two, borrow topics or themes, but don't borrow the person's exact words. So esteemed author Mark Twain believed there's no such thing as a new idea, and others argue this point today. Whether you agree with this or not, you can certainly write content about why business owners need a business coach, for example, but you need to put your own spin on that perspective. If y'all hear something in the background, my crazy dog is rolling around on my rug over here, and I guess he just wants to be a part of today's podcast episode. All right, back to the topic at hand. You are completely unique from other people out there, and that needs to come across in your content. You have a different voice. You have different experiences, different people in your life, different relationships, and all of these things will give you a multitude of ways to write about a broad topic that thousands of people have written about before, but they haven't had your voice. They haven't had your experiences. They have not had your unique take on that topic. So never think that you have to get someone else's words in order to make a great blog post. No, use your own thoughts, your own experiences to do so. Number three, focus on the content you have created already, especially when it comes to repurposing content. Look at your own blog post, your old videos, webinars, and plan your repurposing strategy with only those pieces in mind. You can take bits and pieces from your content and weave it together to create a new blog post, a new video, a new webinar, or in this instance, since you created the content, it's all right to copy and paste your words into a new format. So think about all the ways that you can use content repurposing in your business. Or if you are just overwhelmed with the idea, I have good news. Content repurposing is one of my favorite services that we offer at Alicia Avan & Company. If you're interested in content repurposing services, you can schedule a free consultation with me, and I will put the link to my contact form in the show notes. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage podcast, and I'll see you next week with a bonus episode, and it's going to be a surprise topic. So I hope you'll listen in next week.